All right, welcome back to Laugh Vibes Daily. But today, we're going live to the couch arena. The crowd is silent. The athlete approaches the kitchen. In his left hand, a dangerously overfilled bowl of popcorn. In his right, three different sauces he absolutely does not need. Phone balanced on top like a tiny slippery trophy. He attempts the legendary one-trip carry. If he pulls this off, folks, he will never have to stand up again. Look at the focus. Look at the chaos. A single popcorn kernel falls. He considers crying, but continues.
Excuse me, what? Why do I feel personally attacked by the phrase one-trip carry? Because that is a real sport. That's not even comedy. That's survival.
I don't see the problem. The one-trip carry is peak efficiency. If your fingers aren't turning white and you're not negotiating with gravity, you're not doing it correctly.
This made me laugh, because when I'm home alone, I really do narrate it like I'm in the finals. And there he goes, wobbling past the hallway, almost losing the barbecue sauce. This is too funny to be real.
No, because being home alone absolutely unlocks secret main character mode. You are not just getting snacks. You are in a movie. The lighting is dramatic. The floor is the red carpet. The fridge is your co-star.
Interesting theory. I'd like to correct it. It's not main character mode. It's unobserved human beta testing. You're just trying out behaviors no one asked for in case they're useful later. They never are.
Okay, wait, what? Unobserved human beta testing is exactly what it feels like. Because when that door closes and you're home alone, suddenly you're commentating your own life, changing outfits for no reason, and talking to objects. Let's keep it fun today and admit it. We are all weird. And it's beautiful.
Hold on, let me laugh first. Because you said changing outfits for no reason, like that's not a full event. Why are there 12 hoodies involved to go from your bed to your couch?
All right, Casper, calm down. But yeah, here's my real home alone ritual. Step one, I start narrating everything out loud. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he approaches the fridge with absolutely no idea what he's looking for. Step two, random outfit changes. I'll be in a perfectly normal t-shirt, then randomly decide I need a hoodie, a hat, and socks that don't match. For what? For walking from the kitchen to the couch like it's a runway show no one bought tickets to.
Why are you like this? Not the imaginary fashion week. Do you also talk to the mirror like, "Welcome back to the show, sir. Your outfit is questionable, but strong."
Seriously? Yes. I'll walk past the mirror and go, "Wow, who is that tired legend?" Then I high-five my reflection. I'm like, "You survived today. Get the chips."
I'm not surprised. I feel like your entire apartment is just a live studio audience, except it's only you.
Oh, it gets worse. I talk to objects. I'll open the fridge and go, "All right, team, what are we working with?" And the yogurt is just staring at me like, "Definitely not me, buddy. Check the leftovers."
Nope. Nope, I'm not buying that you just gave dairy a personality. But also, I 100% do this. I'll close a cabinet too hard and then instantly go, "Okay, sorry, I didn't mean that. We're cool."
You both are apologizing to furniture. That's incorrect, but also statistically adorable. We need structure. I'm giving scores. Casper's self-commentary gets a 9 out of 10 for commitment. Loses 1 point because he forgot what he was doing halfway to the kitchen.
I did. I'll walk in like he enters the kitchen ready for, and then just stop. Wait, why am I here? What's my motivation, director?
That is the most relatable thing. You just stand there, fridge open, cold air hitting ya, trying to remember if you came for food or just vibes.
Exactly. That's event one, freestyle fridge staring. You get extra points for the long, dramatic sigh and closing the door with nothing in your hand.
This is too funny to be real. Okay, wait, let's do rapid-fire Home Alone events. Kate, start us off. What's your main character sport?
Hallway runway walks, 100%. I will put on music, grab my water bottle like it's a microphone, and strut from my bedroom to the kitchen like I'm closing a fashion show. Hip out, chin up, absolutely no audience, zero people, just me and the hallway.
Let me picture this. Dim hallway lighting? You hit a turn like it's a photo op. You're lip-syncing to a chorus you barely know. Then a neighbor coughs, and you immediately pretend you were just, walking normally.
Yes, you go from full supermodel to, oh, just stretching my legs, nothing to see here, very casual, very normal citizen.
Event 2, hallway runway. Judging criteria, spin quality, lip sync accuracy, and how fast you can return to pretending you're fine when you hear a noise.
Okay, my other one, kitchen concerts. I'll be boiling noodles and suddenly it's a world tour. The spoon is a microphone. The steam is my stage fog. I'm doing ad libs like, yeah, make some noise, pasta.
Why are we the same person? Shampoo bottle concerts in the shower? Elite level. That echo makes you feel like you sold out an arena.
Event 3, solo kitchen concert. Bonus points if you overestimate a high note, your voice cracks, and you immediately look around like someone heard you, even though you know you're alone.
No way! That moment is terrifying. You hit one tragic note and suddenly you're like, who witnessed this crime?
This is chaos, and I love it. We haven't even gotten to the classic, staring into the fridge like it's gonna update itself. You open it, see the same stuff, close it, walk away. Then 2 minutes later, you're like, maybe new food spawned.
That's freestyle fridge staring, advanced level. There's also solo snack negotiations. You stand there bargaining with yourself. If I eat these chips now, I'll be responsible tomorrow. You will not.
Hear me out. Imaginary cooking show. You're making instant noodles, but in your head you're like, welcome back to the show. Today, we're making a very complex dish called boiling water.
Yes, you start plating it all fancy, too. You sprinkle like 3 sad pieces of green onion on top and go, garnish, nailed it.
Funny! Event 4, imaginary audience cooking. Points for commentary, minus points for pretending instant noodles is a Michelin star situation.
All right, Arthur, you keep throwing around event and points. I feel like you secretly wrote a whole Home Alone Olympics rulebook.
Of course I did. Welcome to the official Home Alone Olympics rulebook, version 1.3. You are the problem edition.
funny. Don't start. I can hear you getting excited.
Event 1, couch long jump. Objective, see how far you can launch yourself onto the couch without spilling your snacks. Style points for dramatic mid-air yell.
That mid-air yell is mandatory. If you don't scream incoming, are you even jumping?
And you always land. The remote does a flip, a pillow hits the floor, and you're like, perfect, stuck the landing.
Event 2, snack precision throw. You're on the couch, you don't want to get up, the trash can is across the room, and now the empty wrapper is a 3-point shot.
Oh my gosh, yes. You miss by a mile and still go, close enough, and then pretend it never happened.
Or you stand up, walk over, pick it up, and say out loud, wow, that was embarrassing. To no one, just your plants.
Event 3, bedroom to fridge speed walk. Timed. No running because you respect the illusion of calm. But you are absolutely power walking like there's a medal involved.
You're trying to act relaxed, but your socks are barely gripping the floor. And if you slip, you just start clapping like, ha-ha, fun little slide there. Totally intentional.
You hit that corner turn way too hard, and suddenly it's an obstacle course.
Last official one, laundry basket long shot. You're across the room, you toss a sock at the basket, and when it actually lands in, you celebrate like you just won the world championship.
No way. That celebration is intense. Hands in the air, a victory lap around the room, maybe even a fake post-game interview like, you know, we worked hard, trusted the process, the sock had a great trajectory.
Meanwhile, if you miss, you immediately pretend you weren't even trying. Oh, I was just stretching. That was a warm-up throw. Doesn't count.
In conclusion, the rule book clearly states, if you narrate it, it becomes a sport. If you add a victory dance, it becomes the finals.
Okay, hear me out. If we have events, we obviously need useless training strategies. Like, how do you improve your home alone performance? I'll go first. Training tip number 1. Practice your victory walk for when you finally find the remote. You can't just grab it. No, you have to stand up slowly, nod like, I knew it, and then walk back to the couch in slow motion while the imaginary crowd cheers.
I'm crying. The remote victory walk is real. My useless tip? Rehearse your someone knocked but you're not ready reaction. You hear a knock, you're in the middle of your hallway runway, and suddenly you have to switch from pop star to, oh hey, just cleaning. So you practice. You go from dancing with your broom to, oh hi, yeah, just tidying and being very normal. Definitely not just performing a concert for my microwave.
I can't help you, but I will contribute. Useless training tip number 3. Develop your serious pacing technique. You know, when you walk back and forth in the living room like you're in a dramatic movie, thinking about life, but you're actually just deciding what to eat.
Yes. Hands behind your back, looking at the floor, pausing at the window like, what does it all mean? Meanwhile, the entire question is, cereal or toast?
You stop, nod to yourself like you just made a huge decision, then go, yeah, toast.
Exactly. If you practice your pacing posture, you'll look 30% more dramatic to absolutely no one.
All right, before we end up turning literally every movement into an Olympic trial, I kinda love where this landed. Because honestly, if you're listening and thinking, oh no, I do all of this, same, we all do.
Yeah, like if you sing into your shampoo bottle, give pep talks to your fridge, or celebrate trash can three-pointers, you're not weird alone. You're just playing the Home Alone Olympics, like the rest of us.
And the good news is, everyone is equally ridiculous. You're in excellent company.
Final image, you're mid-dance in your living room, doing the most dramatic spin of your life. And then someone comes home early. The door opens, the key jingles, and you freeze mid-move like a pause DVD.
You lock eyes, hair a mess, one sock on, holding a spoon like a microphone, and you just say, oh, you're home early.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is when the Home Alone Olympics abruptly ends, and the I Was Just Stretching League begins.
All right, this made me laugh. And now we want to hear from you. What's your funniest, harmless, home alone habit or made-up sport? Do you do bedroom-to-fridge speed walks, laundry basket long shot, shampoo bottle karaoke finals?
Tag us and tell us your event. Seriously, drop your Home Alone Olympics story on social media, tag Laugh Vibes Daily, and let us know what gold medal nonsense you're competing in.
We might read our favorites in a future episode. Very scientific judging process. Zero actual prizes. Infinite dignity.
All right. Okay. Hear me out one last time. Stay weird, stay cozy, and keep commenting your own chaos. Stay silly, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.